Like Acts 1 and 4, the second act of Aida is in two scenes. In the first, we're in the apartment of Amneris. Her female slaves sing about Radames's glory and fame. Amneris gives way to her longing for Radames in a few short phrases. Ah, come to me. Ah, come, my love. Enslave me. Inflame my heart with love. Singers live in fear of this treacherous phrase, which comes out of nowhere. Verdi demands a dreamy attack on a high G, which is not something often required of the dramatic mezzo voice. The phrase is really the equivalent of a lovesick sigh. Some young Moorish slaves perform for Amneris' pleasure. Here, Verdi gives particular emphasis to percussion instruments in his quest for an exotic atmosphere. There's also a sprightliness to the melodic content here. Amneris orders everyone away. She sees Aida approaching. Now we're ready for one of the most exciting duet scenes in any Verdi opera, one of surprisingly few major scenes for soprano and mezzo that he ever wrote. Amneris intends to find out for certain whether Aida is definitely her rival for Radames' love. She uses every bit of deception and insinuation she can muster to get to the truth. Just as in Act One, she starts by pouring on the sweetness. Verdi helps the singer here. The line brings out the velvet in the mezzo voice, and the gentleness of the line creates a cajoling, confiding feeling. Aida again justifies her misery by thinking of her father, her people, and the danger that they're facing. But love will heal your present misery, coos Amneris. And Aida sings to herself, ah, love, joy and torment, sweetest elation, burning despair. Now Amneris gets down to business. Was it one of the warriors fighting against your country who has kindled longing in your secret heart? She mentions that some warriors have been killed, one of whom was Radames. Aida cries, I'll mourn him forever. Playing with Aida's emotions now, Amneris tells the truth. Look in my eyes. I meant to trap you. Radames is alive. At this news, Aida falls to her knees, thanking the gods. What a spectacular vocal moment. Amneris's brief words, unaccompanied, and then Aida bursting forth with a joy that's hair-raising over the full-bodied orchestral sound. Amneris has found out what she needed to find out, and she is enraged. I'm your rival, Pharaoh's daughter. Aida is about to answer that she, too, is a king's daughter, but she restrains herself. She falls at Amneris' feet and makes her feelings clear. Pity me. Yes, I love him with an enormous love. You're happy, you're powerful, but I have only this love to live for. To that, Amneris responds with a really vicious coldness. Hatred and vengeance now rule in my heart. This is a wonderful contrast. Aida's music, low in her range, contained, seemingly very humble, and Amneris' lines, for which imperious is the only word. The army is soon to appear, and Amneris must be there to greet them. You follow me, she tells Aida, and I'll show you what it means to compete with me. My love for him will perish within the grave, responds Aida, as her voice rises to her second high C of the opera. Amneris, with a blockbusting A flat of her own, then sweeps out. Aida has a reprise of her words from Act One. Hear me, ye gods, pity my suffering. After all that heavy-duty emotion, matched by big-scale singing, Verdi chooses to end the scene quietly. That's typical of him in this opera, the brilliance with which he creates these compact musical dramatic structures that bring out every shade of character. We move to the gate of the nearby city of Thebes. The king has arrived there with his entire court. The women declare, "Now dance, Egyptian maidens, to music sweet and holy. Honor the leader we hail." The priests are there, offering praise to the gods. To the sounds of trumpets, the troops march in. It's the moment Aida audiences wait for. Two separate trios of trumpeters, their great moment in the sun, playing what is probably the best-known music in the entire score. There are ceremonial dances, which I'll give you a bit of here, all vigorous with a kind of thrust and forward motion that maintain the vitality of the scene wonderfully. ¶¶ The king embraces Radames, and Amneris crowns him with a laurel wreath. The king offers to grant any wish Radames might have. That wish is for the Ethiopian prisoners to be brought before the king's throne. When the last prisoner appears, Aida gasps. It's her father. Everyone sees her rush to him, but he whispers, "Don't betray me." The king orders him to come forward. He describes Egypt's victory over the Ethiopians, adding, "At my feet in the dust of the battle lay our king, dead from his wounds." He's keeping his identity a secret, for the moment at least. And now he begs the pharaoh, "Mighty king, noble and glorious, show us mercy. Today we are laid low by fate. Tomorrow, such might be your lot." Aida repeats these words along with the other prisoners. Let's hear Amonasro alone in this, one of the noblest melodies of the opera, at a rare moment when Amonasro isn't being vehement and aggressive, but instead can sing with all the warmth and velvet in his voice. Now I'll give you the repeat of this music with Ramphis and the priests asking the pharaoh for death for the prisoners and all the other principals adding their feelings at this moment. Through all this, Radames is gazing at Aida longingly, and that look of his is not lost on Amneris. This is one of the defining moments of Aida when it comes to the grand, not to say monumental, quality of the work. Radames has another wish. He wants the prisoners to go free, despite the objections of Ramphis, who tells the king, "They're brave warriors, with vengeance in their hearts. They'll take up arms once more." But Radames assures the king that this won't happen, since Amonasro is dead and all hope for Ethiopia is gone. Ramphis has a suggestion. "At least, as a pledge of peace and security, keep Aida and her father here." This the king does willingly, at the same time giving Radames Amneris' hand in marriage. He even declares to Radames, "One day you'll rule over Egypt with her at your side." This is, of course, Amneris' moment of triumph. She says to herself, in effect, "Take that, Aida." The real words are, "Let the slave try to steal my love, if she dares." Amonasro manages to take Aida aside to whisper, "Be brave. Wait for happier days. Our time of revenge is dawning." And from that comparatively quiet moment, the intensity builds to a glorious outpouring from orchestra, chorus, principals. This is opera at its grandest, the finale of the triumphal scene.